Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
It's me he's blowing. I'm Trumpet. Look at me. Curved brass tubing with a cup-shaped mouth. Three valves and 1,000 tones. But the angel Gabriel touched his lips to my mouth and called home the quick and the dead. The Romans blew me when the earth was their empire. I've blown taps for the Caesars and the Napoleons. My voice has been heard in high and low places, but until the kid blew me, I never knew what scales I could climb. He gave me tones I never knew were my own. He gave me a voice that was free and strong so that his own could be free and strong.
Destination Freedom. Destination Freedom. Dramatizations of the great democratic traditions of the Negro people is brought to you by station WMAQ as a part of the pageant of history and of America's own Destination Freedom. Out of the struggles of the Negro people against slavery and ghetto life has come the phenomenon of jazz, a truly American music and one of the world's most potent art forms. It was from the narrow streets of once fabulous New Orleans where jazz was born. And growing up beside it, there came a jazz giant whose career set the pattern for the development of the new music. In a chapter entitled, The Trumpet Talks, Destination Freedom dramatizes the early life of the king of the trumpeters, Louis Armstrong.
I'm the trumpet. Brass tubing and three valves. My tone was militant. In the orchestra pits in New Orleans around 1900, they fondled me with rondos and runs, blew sweet sonatas through my bell, blared a bit for Wagner and Beethoven, but left my tones intact as they'd been blown for 100 years. But across the tracks, across the levees and the work camps and the wine rooms on Rampart and Basin Street, husky bronze men filled my mouthpiece with wild winds, blew new notes that made the nerves of New Orleans quiver like a plucked string on a violin. A new rhythm that was running up and down the spines of the river towns. And I sucked it into my valves and blew out new melodies, the new jazz, the ragtime that rocked the taverns and barrel houses. Over at Diamond Stone's Cafe, tall, leggy boy they called Bunk Johnson was in the back room practicing a new beat with his drummer, Baby Dodds. And he gripped me in his iron finger while the drummer tapped away, wondered why he didn't blow.
All right, Bunk. Let's get with it.
Yeah.
This is the way you come in. Blow, man. Blow. What you waiting on?
I thought I heard him out there.
You mean that kid?
Yeah.
Diamond Stone said...
I know.
Diamond said keep that kid away from the cafe. Said the kid hanging around a cafe like him draws cops like flies to honey. Now, if you want to keep your job as trumpet man of the trio, make that kid stop following you around.
He's not after me.
Well, who's he after then?
This little old trumpet. What? Some of these kids are just like me. They hear the sound of a trumpet, They never forget it.
Now, you make this one forget it for your own good.
All right, all right.
Okay. Now, here's where you come in.
He's out there.
Huh? Wait, wait, don't blow. Put that trumpet down when he goes by.
He took me down from his lips and laid me on the table. The drummer stopped his beat while outside in Tenement Alley, an old horse drew an old wagon full of coal, and the kid guided it towards the back of Diamond Stone's cafe.
Coal! My mule is
the kid
white,
came hawking his coal and peeping at the back windows of Diamond Stone's to see if he could get a glimpse of my shining cylinders in the hands of the trumpeter. He stopped his wagon at the door.
Coal, man!
He was perched on top of the coal and straining his ears for the sound of someone blowing on a trumpet. And inside, the drummer gripped the trumpeter's arm and held him back.
Now, just make like we haven't started practicing yet.
Okay. I ain't gonna blow. Poor kid. Too bad.
Too bad nothing. Let him grow into long pants first before he grabs at a trumpet. A guy blows a trumpet like you do gotta have steel lips and iron lungs. He gotta be a man, no kid. He gotta be a man.
Yes, in New Orleans, in the hot years when ragtime was being beat, molded into a new music, those who picked up the trumpet had to give body and soul to blowing out the new music that stung the heart of those who heard it like a shot of adrenaline. The kid who sold coal came to a dead-end street, hitched his wagon to a lamppost, and walked up two rickety flights of tenement stairs.
Yeah? Who?
Yes, me, Paul. Just me.
Well, it's about time. How much coal did you sell?
Well, I only got to go around the district twice.
You could have gone around four or five times if you hadn't stopped in that cafe.
I didn't stop in the cafe.
Don't you think I know you and that gang of brats you run around with? Sneaking every cafe on Rampart Street. Ape the drummers and the trumpet players. Wasting time when you should be working and helping pay rent.
I ain't stopped. I worked all day, I told you.
You laid out in Diamond Stone's cafe, too. Didn't you?
I didn't stop today. Oh, don't be hitting on me. I told you I didn't stop.
Until you tell the truth.
Oh, Will, don't hit
the boy. Let go of my arm.
Don't hit the boy again. You hear?
All right. Sir, you're right, may I? I don't know what's gotten into me lately. I'm all nerves, and I'm biting and snapping and fighting at every word the boy throws at me. I don't know. Sorry, son.
Yeah, all right, Pa.
I don't know what's wrong with me, I'm sorry I take it out on the boy.
His father didn't know, but the kid knew. It was the 12-hour day the old man put in at the turpentine fields. It was the invisible walls that penned him in the Negro ghettos around Rampart Street. It was the endless search for a way out of the blind alleys he'd walked for 40 years. And he hadn't been stirred by the sound of a brass trumpet like me as the kid was. And at night, when the moon hung over New Orleans like a silver penny you couldn't spend, kid's mother would say,
Louis, you going out again tonight?
Yes, Ma.
Can't you tell me where?
Ain't out telling you enough?
Not to me.
Well, I...
Most boys your age are still children. But you've been working since you were 7. You've earned a man's pay and shouldered a man's load. You're not a child, but you're still my boy. Can't you tell me where you're going?
To Diamond Stone's cafe.
Why there? Why always there?
Because I can sit in the back there and hear them guys play music that is music. When I hear it, it's just like they're talking to me, Ma. When old Buddy Bolden and Bunk Johnson and King Oliver cut loose on the trumpet, when the piano rolls and the drum beats that way,
nothing but rowdies and drunkards in them cafes.
Some folks don't mind.
Folks uptown say it's nothing but gutter music.
Ain't I from the gutter? Don't wait up for me, Ma.
The boy stumbled down the rickety stairs, picked his way past the rubbish cans in the dock, headed towards the streets with the crowded cafes, ducked his head inside every tavern where he heard a musician blowing blues through Marvell's. They came to Diamond Stone's cafe and eased in before the bouncer could see him. sat quiet while Bunk beat the ragtime tune into shape, stripped the loneliness off the listeners, and melted them into one rhythm. Bunk Johnson had blown himself out and was wrapping my brass mouth in velvet. The kid came up, and the drummer saw him.
There's that cool-selling kid again, Bunk. Should I call the bouncer?
Let him alone.
Hey, looking at your trumpet like it's a girl he loves. Now get him out of here before Diamond thinks you invited him.
All right, all right. Say, kid.
Yeah?
You'd really like to blow that, huh?
If I could blow like you and Buddy Bolden.
You know where Buddy Bolden is now?
Yeah.
Where?
Insane asylum.
Too much of this nightlife put in there. And this, too.
And they pointed to me and to the cafe and the ghetto outside. Kid didn't bat an eye.
Man, I don't care. I'd sure like to blow. I'd sure like for you to show me, Mr. Johnson.
What'd I tell you? He ain't heard a word you said.
Who are you, kid?
I sell Cole.
I know about the Cole. What's your name?
Louis Armstrong.
The kids around Rampart Street call him Satchel Mouth. You can see why.
All right, Satchel, I'll tell you what. I'll show you how to blow in the spare time.
You will?
Sure, but two can't blow one horn. Buy yourself a trumpet, come back, and we'll get together.
You bet. You bet.
He took a long look at my valves and shining mouth, and went back home, rose the next morning, and made the rounds of Rampart and Franklin Streets.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
He stacked the pennies profit from his coal deals, and when the year ended, he had dropped a sack of coins on the counter of a Basin Street music dealer.
What's this sack of pennies for?
I priced the trumpet in the window, remember? You said $70 could get it.
Yeah, now I do remember saying something like that. I do, huh?
I got the 70 right here.
But when I said that, well, that was near a year ago. Prices are high, you know. You'd need 90.
Oh.
I tell you what. Huh? Now, you just let me keep this here 70 on account.
On account of what?
On account it's safe in my hands and probably where you live, isn't it?
Well, I guess it might be.
Sure, sure. Now you run along and peddle some more coal, and come back when you got the other 20.
The kid took a long look at me lying there, cool silver trumpet between trombones and tubas, and he went and hawked his coal until the coins piled $20 high, and he set the sack on a dealer's counter again. Dealer was absent-minded.
Hey, boy, now just what's the meaning of this dirty sack?
It means I got enough of the trumpet.
What trumpet?
That trumpet I paid down on. That one right
now,
there.
Now, get your dirty hands off that instrument. Now, you want me to call the law?
But you said I could...
I said to get out now.
But not till I get
now,
my
here,
trumpet.
Here, put that down.
I paid
please,
on that trumpet.
Please.
What are you talking about?
They pulled me back and forth between them, and the kid held on until a Basin Street policeman answered the call.
What are you talking about?
talking
break
about?
Break it up there. Break it up there.
Oh, officer. Hey,
now, what's this ragamuffin doing in your stove?
Hey, he was trying to steal a horn.
Oh, no, officer.
Yes,
it was. He's got
now,
my money and it's my
who
horn.
Who do you think's lying, officer?
Now, boy, get back in your own neighborhood where you belong. If I get you roaming out of it again, it'll be hard on you. Loosen that trumpet and get going.
The kid's grip loosened on my shiny handle and he left me in the dealer's hands. Went back to Rapid Street where he forced me out of his mind. Gathered his gang of coal sellers together, made a quartet, sang for nickels along Perdita Street. Hid from the police patrols at night and sat inside the cafes till the early morning, while traveling musicians from the four corners of the Delta convened in New Orleans bistros, ballrooms, and dance halls and poured out the new music. Kid listened and created sounds of his own from bottles and cans and rattled up and down Basin Street with his boys until one evening his father looked at his wide shoulders and said,
"You've grown as strong as a man and you're not even 19.
That's what the jokers are trying to mess with me, see.
I was thinking.
Yeah?
They need a strong man in the Turpentine camp. I'd like to have you try it.
No, you won't take it.
I thought you'd left this to me, May.
Once they take a boy into the Turpentine camps, that's all he's good for the rest of his days.
What else is he going to do?
There's his music.
Can't play a note.
He's got the notes inside him. I've watched him. I've listened to him. And I believe he'll grow famous.
All he'll play is the junk they shout out around the streets. You said yourself it wasn't worth listening to.
I've changed my mind. Too many people come into New Orleans to hear it, and they get real pleasure from it. Maybe there's something in this ragtime music you and I too old to feel. But it's in Lewis' blood. Let him go.
She saved him. And somehow his own dogged drive to find a horn to master the rhythms and the melodies he heard round him pushed him on. And in the evenings after the coal was sold, he carried the instruments for traveling musicians who were coming into New Orleans. He would sleep beside the piano, waiting for the player to finish so as he could collect his tips. One evening, the piano player ended his odd chord, drilling on the keyboards, and turned to the kid.
Hey, kid. It's closing time. Thanks for handling the suitcase, huh?
Oh, sure. Hey, but you said you were going to pay.
Yeah, I know. I said I'd pay, but, well, if you had kept your eyes open, you could have seen I didn't get a penny all night.
You didn't show me how to play the piano, either.
Yeah, I know. Say, I tell you what. You look like the kind who can handle himself.
I do all right.
I thought so. Look now, I ain't got no dough, but I got something that gets dough. Here, put it in your pocket.
A gun. A 38.
Why shout out loud, kid? Easy.
I ain't got much. I got no use for this.
Oh, you'll find some. Believe me. Now look, you'll make money quicker with it than with all the music I can teach you. Think hard. A 38 could be your best friend.
The kid thought hard, then slipped the cold steel inside his pocket, walked out into the morning air, and headed towards the second-hand shop.
Boy, what you here for now?
I come to get the trumpet I bought.
Now, listen here. Didn't the cop convince you didn't have a chance against my word? Now, didn't he?
He convinced me I needed a gun to get what's mine. I'll take it now.
Now, boy, Put down that gun, boy. The cop's outside. I'll beat it now, and I won't tell
him. I'm taking the horn with me. Now, stay back there. I'm going out.
Hold on. Stand where you are, boy. Minute, drop that gun.
I'll hold him, officer. I told you he'd come back. I told you. Hold
there now. There. Give me that gun. I'll crack your head.
He was aiming to kill me, officer.
He wasn't going to do much killing with this pistol. Not a bullet in it.
Huh?
Come on, boy. I'm going to put you where you'll be nice and safe for a long time. A long, long time.
He took the kid to the juvenile court, and the judge was having a busy day.
Next case, Armstrong.
Your Honor, I really wasn't going to...
I know. I've already decided on you. Louis Armstrong?
Yes, sir.
You know, I could send you to the road gangs, even at your age. But there's something about what you were trying to get from the music dealer that... Well, makes me hesitate. Any kid who wants to learn music that bad ought to be given a chance at it. I can't give you the chance, but maybe old Director Davis over at the reform school can. 2 years. Next case.
They moved the kid out of the courtroom and into the crowded reform school and closed the door behind him. Director Davis looked over the new charge.
I understand you've got a yin for music. Yeah, you like it here.
Yes, sir.
I've trained a sort of band here, and sometimes we travel over New Orleans playing marching music for the parades.
Yes, sir.
There may be a place in the band for you.
Oh, thank you.
I'll start you out on the tambourines.
Tambourines?
Then if you do well, perhaps we can teach you how to handle the drums.
Well, thanks, but
then there's the horn.
Oh.
You noticed this morning we had a trumpet boy playing reveille.
Yeah, I noticed.
Well, the regular boy is being discharged, going home. I'd like to start training someone new. If you can make heads or tails out of this horn by tomorrow morning, come down to class and get started. Yes, I think you'll like it here.
The director put me, the trumpet, in the kid's hand, and he blew and learned the notes in the reform school classroom until his term was nearly up, and his mother came by.
But, Louis, you say you don't want to come home.
Home? Well, I'm trying to tell you it's easier here. I don't mind it now.
Son, what's happened? In 2 years, I've never seen such a change.
Oh, now, Ma, don't cry. I'm staying in as long as they'll teach me all the music they know. When I come out, I'll be able to blow. I'll be able to make the kind of noise on that horn people will come miles to hear. Let me learn, Ma. I gotta learn all I can.
The kid left her and went back to me, the trumpet, and blew until his cheeks ached and his lips cracked and split, but he kept on. He marched in the parades, and his notes took on a military precision and cut clean and clear. And when the day came, the director called him inside the school's office.
You've learned more music here than most students get in college, Louis. What do you intend doing now that you're leaving school?
Well, I'm going to look for work, sir.
Good, well, stop by and visit us sometimes.
Sure. Who knows, maybe I'll have to.
No, I don't think so, Louis. Oh, by the way...
Yes, sir?
You'll have to leave that trumpet here. It belongs to the school.
Oh.
Sorry, you earned it. Maybe the next time you get a trumpet, it'll be your own. You'll get one, Louis.
The kid left me lying on the director's desk. Went back to the work he knew people paid for.
Coleman! Coleman! My face is brown, my horse is black. I sell my coal to Bethel Stack. Coal man.
He went back on the streets, but there was a new tune in his voice. And over in Diamond Stone's cafe, Bunk Johnson and his drummer were rehearsing, and again Bunk heard him coming.
Hey, be quiet a minute.
You listen to something?
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, that wild kid that sells coal, huh? Yeah. Still looking for you to teach him trumpets?
I don't know. I ain't seen him for 2 years.
Hey, sounds like they're coming this way. You want to duck out?
Well, maybe.
Anybody want coal here?
Hey, boy, the stuff they sell in this cafe keeps you a lot warmer than coal, and it's liquid. Now beat it.
I'm looking for Bunk.
Yeah, well, what for?
I can blow a trumpet some. I want a place in this band.
Just by handling coal, he's learned to handle a trumpet. Ah, kid, we ain't got time to teach beginners.
I've gone by the beginners. I'm working up to your class now.
Well, listen to that one.
That's right.
I'm listening. Tell you what, kid. Suppose you come around tonight and sit up on the bandstand. We'll see what class you're in. Yeah, we'll see what class you're in.
When night came, it found the kid back at Diamond Stones. They let him get on the bandstand, and Bunk put a battered old horn in his pocket.
Well, now we'll tell you when to try to blow in. The number's Tiger Egg. You heard of it?
Oh, sure. I know it. I know it by heart.
Okay, here we go.
At his lips, and with his lungs grown strong by hawking coal and his dreams clear, bold, and rich, he pushed through me notes and chords I'd never hit before and captured the new music inside his horn. And when he had shot the last note high above high C, the band stopped, the patrons stood up and were staring at the raggedy kid from the reform school. Johnson nudged him.
I don't know where you got all that power, but if you'll stick around, I'll teach you what I know. Come on along. There's a guy around here you gotta know.
Bunk took the kid across the street and broke into the Blind Mole Cafe where King Oliver, yeah, the king, the man who first made New Orleans trumpets scream like panthers, was going through his rehearsals. When the king saw what Bunk had brought in, he frowned.
Bunk, you're still picking up stray cats.
Listen, King, this kid blows like mad.
Bunk!
King, you got to listen to him. In less than a month, everybody in New Orleans will forget all about you and me.
Hey, you're crazy.
Listen, they say when a new music's being born, you get one kid like this who comes along years ahead of himself. This kid plays tomorrow's music today.
You're crazy.
You listen. Say, Louie.
Yeah?
Get up on bandstand with Oliver, will you?
King Oliver?
Yeah, the great king. Get up there and blow for him.
Will I?
Wait, take my trumpet. Just blow the way you blew across the street, if you've got any more left in you.
He climbed into King Oliver's bandstand, and he had plenty more left in him. When the band began to play, Kid put me to his lips and blew with a phrasing that was peculiar to old New Orleans. When they finished, the band couldn't believe their ears, and King Oliver said,
Say, kid, hey, when you blow, you sum up all that's been said around here in 100 years, and you do it better. Say, I'm going up to Chicago, and I want you in the band. Yeah, jazz is going north, to Memphis, St. Louis, Chicago, and from there, everywhere. And you've got the power and the imagination to go with it and lead it. Believe me. Say, blow those West End blues wherever you go. Yeah, you're the one who can make the trumpet talk and tell the truth.
He was the one who could make me talk, and he did. I'd spoken for the angel Gabriel and had blown taps for the Romans. My voice had been heard in high and low places, but he got out of me tones I'd never knew were my own. He made the trumpet tell the truth.
You have just heard Destination Freedom's dramatization of The Trumpet Talks, based on the early life of Louis Armstrong. At a later date, we will bring you a second chapter in the fabulous life of the great Armstrong. Destination Freedom, produced by Homer Heck and written by Richard Durham, is directed by Dick Loughran. The role of Louis Armstrong was played by Oscar Brown, Jr. The narrator was Tony Parrish. Others in the cast were Janice Kingslow, Fred Pinkard, Dean Almquist, and Sid McCoy. Record production by Larry Auerbach and Mitzi Shine. Music by Elwin Owen and Jose Bethencourt. This is Charles Chan inviting you to be with us again next week when Destination Freedom will tell the story of Mary Church Terrell, famous Negro humanitarian. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.